Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for an election special from Missouri Health Talks. Judy Baker is the Democratic State Senate candidate for the 19th District. She's running against Republican incumbent Caleb Rowden. She recently sat down with KBIA's Noah Zahn to talk about some of her health policy goals. Here's Noah.
So in August, as you know, Missouri became the 38th state to pass Medicaid expansion. Can you just tell me a little bit about what this Medicaid expansion means for Missourians and what role it will play in the upcoming November elections?
I think it's the number one question on everyone's mind. What a lot of people don't understand about Medicaid expansion is it is for working people. Some people work two part-time jobs and don't have health care, so they're still working. So Medicaid expansion literally is for people who are making above the 21st percentile of federal poverty level, which is what it is now, and takes it to 133% of the federal poverty level. And so that's that gap insurance that is going to be available for people that aren't making enough money to get it in there at their job, but making too much money to be eligible now. So, you know, just that alone, I think is going to be a very big factor in the election.
Now, I'd like to discuss with you something you brought up in a recent debate with the incumbent Senator Rowden, where you claimed that Medicaid expansion in Missouri would grow state revenues, increase the quality of care, and decrease medical costs.
Yes. So in the Affordable Care Act, in the Medicaid expansion population, there's this opportunity to do some new things with Medicaid that would give us the opportunity to raise the quality in that people can have more care coordination, that doctors can be paid for preventive care rather than waiting till it's too late and something's very expensive. They're called waivers. So within the Affordable Care Act, there's several waivers that allow Medicaid, the program, to be more flexible and do better and higher quality care. And when you do that, when you do better and higher quality care, you actually do lower the cost. You know, I think the ability to keep our protections on pre-existing conditions and students and youth being able to stay on their parents' plan until they're 26, and then all of the preventive measures that are in the bill are incredibly important. I think people know that. In the Senate District 19, Medicaid expansion passed at 63%, and my opponent voted against it every single time. Medicaid expansion, of course, improves the economy. $2.5 billion a year is the economic activity that is expected to be gained by bringing those tax dollars back here. That means about 16,000 new jobs, and they're high-paying jobs. That $2.5 billion and that 16,000 jobs is the biggest economic expansion jobs package we've ever had in the state of Missouri, and it's been left on the table for 7 years. I am so glad that the voters passed it. I am sorry they had to go to the ballot to do it because their representatives won't, but I am really excited about implementing it next year.
That was Judy Baker, the Democratic candidate for the 19th District State Senate seat. Her opponent, Senate Majority Leader Caleb Rowden, had not responded to our request for an interview by airtime. That's it for this Missouri Health Talks election special, which was reported and produced by KBIA's Noah Zahn. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.